know it's easy to skunk and throw. As long as you roll good green, let me smoke. I'm getting high, clown down, watch me flow. Windows up when it's time, let me know.
Without a care, relaxation from the stench in the air. The true blues just came out. I bought me 3 pairs. Cause in a year, these sneaks gon' be rare. Ray-Bans, fitteds, and snapbacks. New Balances and Diodoras to match. Keep the sky my lit, I ain't got a problem with Dutchies and papers as long as you're smoking, bitch. Off that Kush groove, homegrown potentness. Let it breathe. Now watch him choke off this. Mama wanna marijuana, man, this stuff don't mix. I gotta find a little mama, I can thug off this. Go ahead, take 2 pulls, loosen up a bit. A party ain't a party till you put this in the mix. It's your highness, sir flyness. I take a hit and it feels like I'm skydiving.
All I know is these cuts, drunk and throw. As long as you roll good green, let me smoke. I'm getting high, clown down, watch me flow. Windows up when it's time, let me know.
My red cup, I keep one road, I'm ready to light up. I do it proper, no dark, just straight vodka. I'm surrounded by stoners and pill poppers. You know, that good doja, red enchiladas. Can't forget the Coronas and Ghost Lager. Woozy, you know me, I be throw partner. Throw on my hater blockers for them baby boppers. I move so smooth like a shot of 3 olives. I was born this way to make the ladies gaga. I had your girl fiending to be my baby mama. Living like a frat house, pool parties and good scammer. Fuck y'all, I gotta keep one lit. I done smoked so much, how high can one get? It's your highness, sir flyness. I take a hit and it feels like I'm skydiving.
All I know is these cuts, drunk and throw. As long as you roll good green, let me smoke. I'm getting high, clown down, watch me flow. Windows up when it's time, let me know.
Like every day's a celebration. New coupes with no roof be the motivation. Never choosy with a floozy, it's the woozy nation. We pour liquor on hoes, congratulations. Spilling champagne like we three-peated. Insides mad, leather seats heated. Roll up and stay weeded cause your boy needed. That kush got you pushed back like your nose bleeding. I get it in with the gin, I need more Seagrams. I'm with your girl for the weekend in the 4 Seasons. I would send her back home but she don't wanna leave me. Head till I'm dead, breakfast in bed, that's how she treat me. And then I let her count my bread just for the amazement. Then she give me good head, like meditation. It's your highness, sir flyness. I take a hit and it feels like I'm skydiving.
All I know it's these cuts, drunk and throw. As long as you roll good green, let me smoke. I'm getting high, clown down, watch me flow. Windows up when it's time, let me know.
Keep that browser locked.
I'm not joking, give me the high grade. Some take the coke and them choking. Could I wear them promoting? High grade. That's what I'm smoking. That I miss, I'm not joking. High grade. That's what I'm smoking. That I miss, I'm not joking.
High grade. This for a mind state. My date, I blaze. It's like shades. Killed in the wild. What's up, bitch? Go down, blowing out smoke clouds. What up, Roach? What mode? One hoe. Rastafarian, marijuana track side.
vibing like I brought the Marleys in. When the party ends, probably should. Lost in the woods.
Excuse me, Mr. Beckham, but I think it's time to check in. Better yet, I'm here to smoke out, so please turn up my vocal. So you know now, Young Roach, I'm in the building till we close down. The girls out, they high grade. Where I go, they migrate. It's my place, get dumb high. No make grade on my plane. I get paid to be the man, that's probably why they hate me. That's one of the 10 reasons why your girlfriend wants to date me. And one of the 10 reasons why I love them when she chases me. Call it high grade. We climbing something kinda like a skyscraper. Hit the blunt once, leave you sideways. Party like it's Friday, it's Monday. Got 5 girls, they love me. For 6 days, we sleep all Sunday, then they rotate. Oh wait, oh my, that girl is so fly. I'm squinting, but I see her dance with both eyes. Pay them haters no mind. Been high since, who knows? Wasted off this loud pack in Nouveau. I'm floating, where my shoes go?
So I got smoke-filled membranes. Shotgun. Now she's saying I got one. What you know about that? Mike Tyson punchlines, got that ludicrous flow.
Got
great hip. High grade, bitch. Reaper Sparker. I love Mary Jane. Peter Parker. Gone off the kush. Cops in the hood. Pipes and blunts. However you want.
Oh, you fucking up the rotation. Puff puff gear. Puff puff gear. Fucking up the location. You can get killed with somebody else. That's some serious shit. You lucky you're my boy.
Hey, what's up, everybody? You're back here on the main event on MentalLevel.com. At the break, we just dropped a new Frankie Badlung's song, Roll Up, man. That shit was hot. And then immediately after that was Young Roach and Worthwhile, High Grade. Back with Rico, Handlin' Razor, my co-host. And there must be something like skunky or stinky in the air, because, I mean, it must be Young Roach in the building.
Yeah, I'm out here keeping it extra creepy, skunky, all the way from the bird. I want to thank you guys for having me on your show, and I look forward to talking to you. This is kind of like my first interview of the year with someone who I can really, I have a lot of stuff to talk about, which is good. And yes. I hope all my fans and followers are tuning in and listening. I appreciate it.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Young Roach. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, originally from Miami, Florida.
Yeah.
In the building. What's been happening, Young Roach?
You know, man, I'm getting ready to go on this 10-day tour down Virginia Beach. I got a radio interview down there. I'm gonna rock like a 2 or 3 venues down there. I got a clothing line I actually got hooked up with who they just hosted. Wale came down to Virginia and they just did a big thing for them. And I'm doing a photo shoot with them. Shout out to Stink Nature Clothing. You can find them on the internet. But man, I just been making a lot of new music, man. I got hooked up with my producer, Akil Aeson. He's with a rock hip hop group in Pittsburgh called Formula 412, and they're doing their thing. So he's my producer right now, and I'm working on an EP probably for the fall and stuff, but that's pretty much my life in a nutshell, and a few big shows that I might give out, but I might not. So I'm thinking, depending on how this blunt makes me feel and how I feel like telling everyone.
That's incredible, man. You know, I was checking you out, and like the success, I mean, from where you started going hard in the paint. This is just starting out 2010. Is that right?
Yeah, man. I only been doing this for probably about 2 years, and that's the whole crazy thing, because like, I didn't even really start as a rapper. I was more of just like, I would just freestyle at parties and just like, you know, everyone's like, oh, you know, you're funny. And then I just like started, I just grew some balls and was like, I'm going to put my stuff on YouTube and I'm going to, you know, start promoting myself. You know, haters are going to hate regardless of what you do. And I just kept going hard. And, you know, the whole year, man, I just did some of the biggest shows in Pittsburgh. I got to go to Arizona with my man Paul J and do some music, just like a whole like bunch of just it's crazy what if you hard work. People like try to ask you like, oh, like how did you do this? Like people always email me, oh, I need guidance. Like all it is hard work. If you're in the studio and you're on the internet grinding, like that's where it's at, man.
Well, see,
it's sad to say that the hip hop is on the internet now, man. That's how everyone's building their, you know, your buzz.
Man, that is it. I mean, that's where it's at, and that's like one of the things that like really impressed me about what you had going on was your internet grind, man. I mean, you look at the Twitter, your Twitter, mm-hmm. I love Young Roach.
Yeah, I love Young Roach. That's the movement. Like we're about peace, good weed, and badass bitches. I like caramel bitches actually the best. I just let that out. Well, or, no, blonde haired girls, a blonde haired white girl, but caramel girls are just, I just find them so sexy, man. I swear.
Damn.
There's always one in the club, too, when you go.
Rico, how you feel about that? You like them caramel girls, or what's up?
Man, I love all women, man. It's all pink in the middle.
Exactly. I don't judge. If they're sexy, they're sexy. But I'm saying, if I had my choice, it would be a caramel. I mean, I like them all. You are right, Rick. He does have a good side. I do like them all. I guess you can't be picky.
Yeah, dude, I went on an epic quest to try to screw everything from every continent except for Antarctica, because you don't want anything from Antarctica.
Got the hurt. I don't even know what. They got Eskimo bitches over there.
Eskimo pussy, man. This is what's crazy, though. Your Twitter, man, 50,000 followers.
Yeah, and you want to know what something that's very funny about that? Is my Twitter got hacked by Kevin Hart. All right?
What?
This was like probably 6 months. I had 50,000 followers and got hacked. So right now I would actually have 100,000 followers, but I'm just gaining all of them back. Like I lost all of them. Like they stole everything. Like, I mean, I still had my fans come and find me again, which was cool because I found out who my true fans were. But Kevin Hart, the comedian, someone made a parody account of his. And they somehow, I didn't click on anything. I don't know. I saw on eBay that someone stole my stuff and sold it for $500, like my followers.
So the original Young Roach. Is it original at Young Roach or what was it?
Yeah, no, it was at Young Roach 412. Like it's still there, but I don't have tweets or anything. Like it's just like, and if you go look on Kevin Hart's favorites on Twitter, like he has all my like my fans and stuff. Like I don't know, man. It was just,
So Kevin Hart stole your tweets. Is that what you're
saying?
Yeah.
So if I ever get to the point where I see Kevin Hart, I'm just gonna be like, man, you know, look what you did to me.
Are you
I'm out here. I have 50,000 people out here, and you're just gonna steal them with one thing.
That's.
I was hurt for a minute, man. I was about to give up, and then it just made me go harder because I've been through so much, just like in this past year, man. It really made me better, not only as a person, but as an artist, and just the way I express myself in life, and just like, I mean, things are going really good for me, man. Like, I can't complain about anything, man. You just gotta distance yourself from the bullshit. That's the main thing, and just focus.
Yeah, that's what's
up. You know, it's about creating your own lane.
Hey, there's a caller trying to call in. I see you on there, man, so keep trying. We'll get you in here. Getting calls from all over, man. You got fans from everywhere.
Yeah, man, I got a lot of fans from Brazil lately, too. Like, just crazy, man. Because they probably think, oh, look at this American music. You know, they don't know I don't know what type of music they have over there, but like Beethoven or something.
They got Brazilian girls. That's what we were talking
about. Well, yeah, it's beautiful over there. That would definitely be if.
There's your caramel girls right there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, this is what tripped me out, man. So, I mean, I hit up on your Twitter, you know, checked out the YouTube and the song Girls, not, it wasn't Girls Want a Party.
Girls Want a Party.
Girls Want a Party, the,
The Honey Badger.
The Honey Badger, yes. That tripped me out, dude. I was cracking up. I don't know if I was high as hell or what the hell was going
that's
on.
How you're, that's how you have to be high or drunk to enjoy that. I mean, you can be sober, but it's better that way. You go back and watch it and be like, did that just happen? Yeah, that was... We actually got in contact with a hotel, and they gave us the place for a whole day, so we just threw a party, and, you know, my manager hooked it up and just got a bunch of old ladies that were down to have a good time. You know, we gave them a free Click Vodka, their company here in Pittsburgh, a vodka company. They gave us free liquor, and, you know, they just drank it up, and we just partied in the hotel, and, you know, they tried to take advantage, and we had to run.
Get the hell out. I mean, seriously, your manager was going around the lobbies trying to scope out old chicks?
No. She made some calls. We didn't actually, I only knew two of the girls, like, in there, like, before that. Like, the majority of them were just, like, church-going ladies that were, like, just got the call. It was basically, like, a mass email about, hey, we're doing this video. You know, we need to get some honey badgers, some, you know, over 50 women. And, you know, it went, shout out to All Day Entertainment. He filmed it, and it went viral in a few cities and stuff. And, you know, got
crazy
like 30,000
views. Crazy
hits.
Views.
Yeah.
Crazy views. Now, tell the truth. Did you end up hooking up after the shoot? Tell the truth.
No, I did encounter some weird things with that, and that's maybe like, when I get super famous one day, and you'll be like, oh, the truths and trials of Young Roche, you know, maybe that will be like on VH1 one day. What really happened when Young Roche came in contact with the Honey Badger?
Young Roche with the old cougar.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick Hanlon, have you ever experienced some cougarness?
Certainly.
Certainly.
Oh yeah.
How was it? How would you say the cougar?
Well, most of the time it was spontaneous, you know, it wasn't planned. And every time I learned something, and I'd say out of about a dozen times that I experienced having sex with a woman much older than me, I'd say only once did she not make me a sandwich and tuck me into bed afterwards. And,
that's what's up, man.
It's not cougars that scare me, man. It's pumas. Pumas are the ones that I'm extraordinarily scared of.
What the hell's a puma?
They're cool.
It's a one that's got. It's a woman that's like mid-60s, getting ready to go early 70s, who has nothing left but to get, you know, her cobwebs cleaned out one last time. So she goes on the prowl.
Did she put the Vagisil on?
She puts the Vagichloral on.
You know, a buddy of mine, man, he hooked up with a girl, was super drunk one night. His buddies were like, what are you doing? And he said he woke up in her house and he was looking for his clothes. He found her AARP card on the ground.
Sweet.
So he was obviously freaked out.
Wow.
hey, guys. What I want to do, man, we're going to take a quick break. And you know, we've been talking about it, and we're going to get into it. And Young Roach, man, I want you to lead us into the song. We've just been talking about this song, Girls All Want to Party. So lead us into this, and we're going to hit the break.
I said, girls want to party with me and get smashed. I just said that to make you mad. What's up? Shout out New Kensington, Pittsburgh. Young Roach, live right now. We're about to bring you up with Girls Want to Party. I hope you enjoy it. And beware of the honey badgers.
Girls wanna party with me and get smashed. I just said that to make you mad. They say they don't like me, but I got swag. I just said that to make you mad. Girls wanna party with me and get smashed. I just said that to make you mad. They say they don't like me, but I got swag. I just said that to make you mad. My vocabulary something like butter. Hush, baby girl, don't even make a utter. Groupies to the left, bad bitches on the right. You wanna be the man, then you gotta pay the price. I went from rags to riches, big jeans and britches. Now everywhere I go, I got a lady that's delicious. I got a maid in the shade, paid, get laid. Sitting on top of the world for a change. I'm cooler than the other side of the pillow. But don't get it twisted, stay strong like Brillo. I sleep naked and she lay right beside me. Digging in my back, scratching like poison ivy.
Tell me what you want from me. Take a look at what you see. Let me know if this right here something you can have for a year. Tell me what you want from me. Take a look at what you see.
Hey mama, won't you come here to Popeye? We can dip to the teller, you can show me your knockers. What you like better, the herb or the vodka? You here to have a good time or are you a stalker? I ain't a talker, we can get it poppin'. Underneath the covers, you can go home and yana. Early in the morning, I'ma call you a cab. And you can tell your friends all the fun you had. Every day is a vacation, living wasted. I'm grinding to the ceiling up from the basement. And we're the young stars of the century. And if you follow on Twitter, you should mention me.
Girls wanna party with me and get smacked.
I just said that to make you mad.
They say they don't like me, but I got swag.
I just said that to make you mad.
Girls wanna party with me and get smashed.
I just said that to make you mad.
They say they don't like me, but I got swag.
I just said that to make you mad.
Tell me what you want from me. Take a look at what you see. Let me know if it's right here. Something you can have for me. Tell me what you want from me. Take a look at what you see. Let me know if it's right here. Something you can have for me.
Hey, what up, everybody? We're back here on the main event. Level.com. You just heard Girls Wanna Party with Young Roach. Who I'm on the line with right now. Yeah. Young Roach, man. Incredible, incredible rhymes, incredible flow. It's just great music, feel good music, man.
That's all I make, man.
And let me ask you this. Are you a blunt person? Are you a joint person? I mean, where'd you get the name Young Roach?
And this is the first time that I'm ever going to come out and say how I really got my name, Young Roach. Back in high school, like, I used to save up the roaches. And then senior year, I had a big jar of them, and we would always go up to my buddy's house after school and blaze and chill and rap and have fun. And the one day he was like, if you ever become a rapper, you know, you're going to have to call yourself Young Roach. And I was like, why is that? He's like, because there's never roaches in the ashtray when you leave. And I have people that will come and tell you till this day that I will smoke the roaches, period. Like, I'm not going to sit here. I don't front in my raps. I mean, I'm living good. Like, I'm smoking a full blunt right now. But, I mean, that's how I got my name. But roach, I like to think of it as that I have roach-like qualities. Like, I'm always on the grind. Even though roaches are nasty creatures, like, I like being weird and I'm crazy. Like, that's what I always get people tweet me all the time, like, why would you call yourself Young Roach? Like, I'm laughing. Like, I'm like, it got your attention, didn't it?
Yeah. What are you going to say?
Like,
what flavor of blunt paper, man?
What's that?
What flavor of blunt paper?
Strawberry. But I mean, right. If it's good bud, you just want to get just like the Garcia Vegas, the ones that burn long, and just like you can just taste the bud.
Nice.
Now, are you a blunt person or are you the bong, or what do you prefer?
If I had a choice, it would be the bong, just because of the high. I think it just like relaxes you, and when you make music like that, like you get a whole body high. You're just, you know, sitting there vibing to the beat and in the studio just enjoying music. So I think that's when but like if I'm just like toasted or I'm out and I'm not going to carry a bong everywhere I go, you know, keep a few rolled.
Now let me tell you this, like, this is just from my experience, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'll hang out with some, you know, white dudes that want to party and get high, and I'll hang out with some, you know, rappers that are out there wanting to get high. It seems like they always want to smoke the blunt, man. And I'm like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, the bong.
No, I mean, yeah, if I had
some out.
If I had my choice, it would be a bong, man. I just haven't got around to it. I got to go. There's a few good head shops in Pittsburgh, believe it or not. I just have to make my way up there.
So, oh, man.
You ever hit a vaporizer, man?
Yes, I did. Here's a tip. If you ever want to go to bed and you can't sleep, you know, the little stuff, the burnt stuff, put that in a bowl and smoke it. You'll go straight to bed. No lie.
Some weed tips from Young Roach.
Yeah,
man.
Weedology 101.
Damn, did you hear about Wiz Khalifa, man? He got busted for weed twice.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. He's Instagramming pictures of it. He's doing what he wants to do. I mean, everyone knows he's like the modern day Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, but what's up with them? They should leave him alone. Like, I guess the first one, he was like in his hotel and somebody snitched on him next door. I'm like, damn, this messed up.
Yeah, but they could have not known that it was, you know, him. They could have just thought it was some random person smoking weed. I guarantee you if Wiz Khalifa was in the next room and it was just somebody who knew who he was, I guarantee you they wouldn't call unless it was like some stuck up person. I mean, it's weed, man.
I know. Chill out, man. That was in Nashville. Then he got busted earlier, right before his concert, man.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, come on. It's a rapper at a concert. You know he's going to be smoking some weed.
I mean, he's bringing all the people there, so.
Exactly. Why you got to bust his balls for? Anyway, man, you got some shows coming up, and you told me that you may be headlining a Rick Ross, possibly?
Yeah, and there's a few things. Shauna, there's a few things that I'm going to keep them under the table right now, but I'm saying I definitely have a few shows. I actually, when I go to Virginia, I have a show at a pretty cool sports venue. It's called Venue 112. I think it might be in Norfolk or Virginia. I'm not quite sure, but I'm going to be rocking out there, and then the Sportsplex, and then I got an interview out there. And a bunch of good stuff going on, man. I'm finally being able to get out and travel with my music, you know. It's a good feeling. And then when they say you're from Pittsburgh, you get mad love because Pittsburgh's on the map right now.
Pittsburgh is blowing up, man.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of talent here. Like, it's crazy. Because I know Atlanta has, like, a lot of rappers. Like, even the New York scene's kind of like that. Like, you know, like Joe Budden and, like, they're, like, big, but they're still considered, like, street, you know, like, independent rappers a little bit, because they don't, not maybe not them, but I'm saying they have a New York's rap scene's cool too.
Oh, for sure. But it's like, you know, Pittsburgh is like, you know, the freshman class coming into,
yeah,
you know,
I'm a big Aesop Rocky fan too.
Oh, Ace, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I like him a lot.
Incredible. Have you been like were you kind of surprised or off took about the response you got from the fans and everything?
Like, yeah,
so quickly?
I mean, what's that?
Like, just the so quickly, just how quickly the fans just bonded to you and your music.
Yeah, man. I mean, like I said, I was just never afraid. I'm always myself. Like, I was never afraid to, like, put my stuff out there no matter what anyone had to say about it. Like, this is me. Like, it's just, man, I came so far, like, just... It all started because I remember when I bought all the equipment and my mom was looking at me and she was like, why are you wasting, you know, I spent thousands of dollars on equipment, me and my buddy. And she's like, why are you spending this? And then 2 weeks later, we're in a big write up in the paper and stuff. So it was like, you know.
So that's what's up, mom.
Yeah. It's rewarding, man. And I just keep, you know, pushing forward. And I'm in talks with like a few record labels and stuff now. Like, I had independent record labels, like, approach me, but it's, like, they're not offering. And I know if I wait and just continue to build my buzz that the right deal is going to be there on the table for me.
That's,
you know, I mean, I've been meeting with some pretty big people and being able to travel and stuff, like, really, like, learning the whole game.
That is incredible for you as an independent artist going and getting that journey. And I mean, that's where it feels like you're just like on the cusp of taking off if you're not even already there.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I've been doing fine with my music and everything's just coming together like now at the right time. And now everything that I didn't have before, I have now. Like, my manager, Lisa, like, she's great. Like, not only does she help me out, like, with my music, just, like, better myself as a person, too. And that's something that you need to realize. Like, people don't realize that there's an artist and then there's the person. I'm Jordan York, but I'm Young Roach, and there's people who know me, the real me, and then there's people who just hear things about me.
Well, tell me about Lisa Ricker. Like, tell me about.
Oh, she's great. She just, you know, it's weird how we met. We kind of met on the internet, and she just really liked what I was doing, and she just thought I had more potential. And then I linked up with her, and she has some pretty good connects, and it's not even about connects, we just work our butts off, man. I mean, that's what I'm about. It's all grind, but I basically got all the things that I was missing. Like, I have it there, but she just connected everything for me. So shout out to Lisa.
Big shout
She's
out
the fucking
to Lisa.
Shit.
That's what's up. You're the fucking shit, Lisa.
And once we do get a deal, we're going on a big ass vacation. You guys are coming too. We'll host a show from out there.
Okay, I'm down.
Because I fuck with your movement and stuff and everything, man. Like, I really did check it out. Because I forget, someone tweeted me about it, and I was like, hell yeah, I'm interested. I got a lot of shit to say.
That was Miss LB. That was our
shout out to her. She's great.
Shout out to Miss LB. And, you know what? I saw you following me on Twitter. And I checked out and I clicked my link. Those are following my Twitter at Master Wills. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I check out that stuff and I was like, I was impressed, man. I really was impressed. So I'm glad we got to hook up, and hopefully somewhere down the road, we'll definitely get to hook up again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing a lot of traveling. Like I said, I'm probably going to be going on a fall tour. I keep pushing it back because I just want to be able to tour with, like, solid music, and I'm really getting that right now. Shout out to Akil for that. But definitely, man. Good stuff.
All right, I got one thing to say.
Yep.
Regarding your comment earlier about a record deal, in all seriousness here, don't wait too long.
Yeah.
Don't wait too long. I think you're very talented, and you seem to have a very good, focused ambition. And I don't mean to sound like the know-it-all Simon Cowell here, but I'm the know-it-all Simon Cowell. And don't wait too long, because the industry is what it is. Record deals mean less and less for the individual artist, per se.
Yeah.
In the sense that each individual artist, unless you're, you know, Beyonce or something, you're just gonna, you know, unless you're some sensation that everyone wants to fuck on their TV today, which is usually a hot girl, unless you're something like that,
Halen, I'm telling that, young Roach is that sensation. Every girl wants to fuck young Roach, that'll make itself inevitable. I see that shit.
Every girl wants to fuck young Roach
a certain amount of time for the deal that would inevitably come if that's the case. But all I'm saying,
that might have to be a song. Every girl wants to fuck young Rich. That's good.
What, with a talent like yours, all I'm saying is eventually there's going to be a point where you're going to say, all right, that's enough weight, and I have to grab the bull by the horns, which seems sort of your nature anyway, and just go do it. Make your own deal. Make it happen. And because there's a handful of people doing that too.
Young Roach, man, we unfortunately run out of time. We got to get off here. I really want to say that
it'd be about the ninth time today you got off. Jesus Christ, you all right?
I checked out the YouTube, Young Roach.
724,
Young Roach 724. Checked out the song, I Get Down. Incredible song. It's available on iTunes.
Yeah, that was actually my first kind of song that I put on iTunes. And, you know, I've been getting a lot of love on that, some iTunes money and stuff. That's always nice.
Where else can people find your music and your movie?
I'm on Facebook. It's just / Young Roach. Twitter, @ I Love Young Roach. That's the movement. Peace, good weed, and bad bitches, I guess. And anyone who wants to have a good time, just come. But rather than that, Reverb Nation, Young Roach. I mean, just Google me. I mean, I'm on there, man. There's a few other Young Roaches, but I am Young Roach.
Google it,
Young
man.
Young Roach.
I know we shout out Lisa. Is there anybody else you want to shout out?
Yeah, shout out Akil Ason, anyone Pittsburgh, New Kensington, Rolly Fingers, Paul J, All Day. I mean, you guys are great. I'll definitely be plugging in with you. Is there a way, actually, I can get this, like a podcast of this?
We'll hook you up, man. It should be...
Definitely. Yeah, I'll throw it up on YouTube or something.
Okay, we'll hook you up, man.
But yeah, man, just anyone who supports me, all my fans, man, and anyone who supports me, my family, we definitely got a bunch of good things going on, so just keep an eye out for that. And I'll definitely be back.
Before we go, man, I do this long, I guess, I gotta get the drop, man. Can you give me a drop? You know, this is Young Roach at eventlevel.com on the main event. Just hit me up anytime you're ready.
All right. I'm good. What's good, motherfucker? It's Young Motherfucking Roach, a.k.a. Cockroach Montana. We're out here on the next level show?
The event level. Event level. Okay. In the main event. That was so good, though.
I know. I had to give him the Cockroach Montana, you know? What's up, everybody? Okay. You see, this weed is getting to me. I got to eat something, too. The next level show.
The main event.
The main event on event level.
This is Young Roach, motherfucker. You're tuning into the main event show, motherfucker. Honey Cockroach Montana.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. And we're definitely going to go out. Thank you so much for coming on our show.
Now, just to be clear, he is willing to screw his way to the top if he has to. Am I understanding that correctly? All right.
He's ready to bang his way up to the top. You saw him out there with the Cougars.
Wear condoms. Practice safe sex. I also support autism awareness, so support that.
That's what's up. Support it. Strap it up. Strap it
up. I also smoke weed every day.
Legalize
it. Strap it up is right. But I love blonde girls right now, so any blonde girls holler at me, I'm single as fuck.
It sounds like a pretty balanced guy.
I'm a stand-up guy. I mean, I'm telling them. I'll make love to them. Tell them. Anyone who's listening, I don't care where you're at. We'll get a plane and let's go.
Yo, girl. Southwest. Talk to me. I'm single as fuck. That's like the best pickup line right there.
Yeah.
Before we go, man, let's lead into this last song. We're going out with I Get Down. So tell us about this song and lead us into the song, into the break.
All right. This is I Get Down. And this is my first debut single. You can get it on iTunes. And if you can't get down to this, then you're a homosexual. I'm sorry.
You heard it right here. EventLevel.com, Young Roach.
Period.
That's what's up, man. We'll be back after the break.
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. And Jack left town.
I'm high as a kite right now. Every girl in here feeling my style. You should buy me a drink, I might stay for a while. Put that booty in reverse, kill it, put it in the hearse. I get down. I get around. I get down. I get down. Let me step up to the motherfucking plate. I'm that rapper that you love to hate. Three girls with me and they titties fake. I cut the line, I don't never wait. I said bottles popping when we arrive. Got a ride or die chick right by my side. You can try and hate, but we don't reply. I stuck my dick in your girlfriend's eye. She cried, she was really quite baffled. Now she calling Young Roach an asshole. That's the principle of it. You're either gonna hate me or you gon' love it. Fuck it, shove it. Straight up your ass, like a puppet, middle finger going straight up your ass. Getting hot like Arizona, leave pussy in a coma. And I only got my high school diploma. I'm high as a kite right now. Every girl in here feeling my style. You should buy me a drink, I might stay for a while. Put that booty in reverse, kill it, put it in the hearse. I get out. I get around. I get down, I get down. First name Young, last name Roach. I don't even have a whip, I never ride coach. Got your chick butt naked, fixing my French toast. Getting my eggs poached, I know that you're opposed. Your girl keeps popping in my mentions. You just a schoolboy, get to detention. I love to make love, I wear protection. We in the club, you ain't never in my section. Don't lie, Young Roach, get it popping. Bottles dropping, we ain't never gonna stop, man. And this is just the beginning. Middle fingers to my haters as we keep on winning. I'm high as a kite right now. Every girl in here feeling my style. You should buy me a drink, I might stay for a while. Put that booty in reverse, kill it, put it in a hearse, I get out. I came to shut it down and turn this venue upside down. And take these women and buy some rounds. Then take them to the hotel, you know it goes down, huh? I'm high as a kite right now. Every girl in here feeling my style. You should buy me a drink, I might stay for a while. Put that booty in reverse, kill it, put it in the hearse. I get out.
EventLevel.com.
I get around.
EventLevel.com.
I get out.
TV.com. Promote yourself. It's BMRadio.com. Join the mayhem.
MMERadio.com.
We're making money.
PatrickRadio.com.
We support music.com.
All right, everything.